some of us old codgers here on the South End Shangri-La are starting to cash in our chips. After a lifetime of skimming the surface of sinning, it's finally time, I guess, to face the music. Oh, a few of us will probably make it to heaven, but we're in no great rush. All of this lifestyle of excess and bad habits might make you think we're on the fast track to hell. Other places you see folks buying their cemetery plots or ordering fancy marble headstones with a pithy Bible verse as a hedge against being denied entry into the gated community in the sky. They make living wills and put their estates in order, plan the funeral service ahead of time with their favorite music and slides, sort of an MTV for the soon-to-be-departed. Probably working even now on the special Facebook update and that final tweet, "Bye, I'm dead." Down here, the boys have our own mortuarial customs. We like to put an obituary photo in the local newspaper stating date of birth, date of death, who got left behind, and maybe something about going now to be with Jesus. The grieving Mrs. writes this. What we do is pick the obit photograph ahead of time. Custom dictates that it's at least 30 years old when we still had our hair and didn't have that beer gut, and most importantly, it shows us proudly holding a trophy-sized fish. Salmon's good, halibut's better. Anything that takes both hands to hold up for the camera is best. If necessary, a string of trout or a mess of panfish works, but only as a last resort. The deceased as sportsman is the idea here, even if the sportsman's features are blurry. The photographer was drinking and celebrating too, you see. Now, I don't know where this custom originated. We just follow the dictums. Most of us haven't fished in the last 30 years. I suppose we all hope heaven is just one big lake, fully stocked with whopper chinook and 150-pound halibut. Hell, I figure, might be the same. Only we have to clean the catch ourselves, at least until the missus shows up.